Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF. The Class 3 District 2 Championship goes to the Hillsboro Hawks. They win it 6-0 over DeSoto as Emma Nichols gets her 17th complete game of the season, 12th win of the year. Strikes out 9, allows just one hit, doesn't walk any, doesn't give up a run. That one hit coming back in the second inning. And before I talk to Coach Lucas of the Hillsboro Hawks, the head coach of the victorious Hillsboro Hawks, just want to let you know that I went ahead and just posted photos of their celebration of the Class 3 District 2 Championship on our new Instagram account. So on our Instagram profile, KJFF Sports, pretty easy to find, pretty easy to follow as well. You can go and see some of those photos there. And Coach Lucas, I mean, from the first swing of Emma Nichols, this ball game was over. I mean, that's all the runs you needed. You add on 5 more just because you can, and you get the victory here.
Yeah, Emma, she came out and did, stepped up and did exactly what we wanted her to do today. She came out in the first inning and kind of shut them down, right out of the gate, and then came up and, hit that home run, kind of give that run to get us on the board. And that was really all she needed today. She's been getting better each game, the last few games that she's thrown. And I think today was probably one of her best, and it was at the perfect time. I couldn't be more proud of her. She's a competitor, and she just goes out, and, she just keeps getting better and better each game. And today, even the balls that were getting hit, our defense was doing great by, making the plays.
Coach, I mean, there's not a lot you can really add to it. You just watch her and that she's going to be a special player at the next level for Mizzou. And obviously that's not going to be her first thought, because she's got to, she's going to try to help carry you guys all the way to a state championship. But I had Coach Cook on the broadcast with me, the Jefferson College head softball coach. And he said that one thing that kind of people overlook about Emma Nichols is her ability to field her position really well. And she was challenged a few times today and made some great throws. But just all around, from pitching to hitting to defense, does anything surprise you? What's your favorite aspect of her game?
I just like how she's such a competitor. She can hit. She's a great hitter, as we saw tonight. She's a great pitcher. But even when she doesn't pitch for us, she plays first base, and she's a really good first baseman. So, that's the one thing that I've realized with her, that even if at the next level isn't able to do it pitching, I think she's got a pretty good chance to be able to play first base at that level. And even when she was, I think a freshman, maybe sophomore, we even put her out in the outfield a little bit. She doesn't like it. She gets mad at me every time I do it in practice, but, she's a pretty good size, she's a tall girl, but she can run for her height and stuff, for her size. And so I think that she could even probably play some outfield if need be. She's pretty much an all around athlete. But yeah, she made some great plays tonight at the, up the middle, which, I mean, those were big, because if those get by her, they're base hits.
Right.
And so she did a great job fielding her position tonight.
And one of those singles, as you talked about her speed, was her third hit of the day. She had a hustle one down the line and beat out a good throw for a base hit. So she goes 3-for-4 at the plate, Coach. Again, that home run to get the scoring started for you guys. But let's talk a little bit about the rest of your order. Kelsey Boyd delivered right behind Nichols' RBI single in the second with a double RBI double for her. And then Haley Ginch had a couple of good at-bats with a walk and a single and a run scored. But the number 8 hitter, Jensen Knutson, a triple and an RBI single. How about that performance in the bottom of the order?
Yeah. Her being a senior, that's a pretty big night for her. It's great for her to do it at the right time. This is obviously the championship game. So, I mean, it could be her last at any time. And so for her to step up and have a performance like that, and she played great defensively. She made some pretty good plays there at second base for us. And so for her to do that, I'm very proud of her. I mean, she's a girl that, she gets down on herself if she doesn't get, get some hits, or if she doesn't, make a couple plays out in the field. And so that was big for her, especially that triple. I mean, she had a huge smile on her face. So for me, I mean, I was so proud to, see her just come sliding into third. And, she hopped up with a huge grin on her face.
Right, certainly did. Coach, back to Emma Nichols for a second. She's been pitching for you, been a starting pitcher for you since her freshman year. And last year was a district championship game for you guys that she pitched in. helped you win. And then this year, same situation, same result for you guys. And just consistency from her freshman year to her senior year. So, you know, the big game like this doesn't really affect her. And I know we've been talking about her physical attributes, but what about her mental attributes as well?
Oh, yeah. She's a big-time player. I mean, you know, in summer ball and select ball, she plays at a very high level. I mean, they go out and pretty much everyone that she's playing with and against is, you know, Division One talent. You know, they won, I think their select team won like a national championship this past summer. So to come out and perform like that in a district championship, you know, to her it's almost like another game.
Right.
You know, and so I know she's excited because these are all her, you know, her high school teammates and high school friends. And so she's very excited about it. But for her, it was almost just another game, you know, but she went out, she does what she's, you know, what she does every game for us. Just goes out and competes. And today, you know, she was phenomenal.
Each time, Coach, you win a district championship, how much do you think it means to the players, to the community of Hillsboro?
Oh, I think it means a ton. You know, some of these girls, they didn't get to experience it last year. So this year for them to get to experience it, I mean, it's so much fun. I mean, just to see these girls, you know, the way they're smiling and stuff, you know, see how happy they are. And so I just think it's, you know, it's just so much fun. I mean, we had a great fan base tonight. You know, so hopefully we can get these people back out for our sectional game next week. You know, I think the fans, I mean, this community, I mean, they rally around this, you know, this high school. And, you know, it's just fun to see them come out and support these girls.
Coach, we're going to follow you guys as far as you go. But what's the key to having a deep state playoff run?
I think that, you know, pitching and defense, and then, you know, get us the runs that we need. You know, tonight, you know, we scored 6 runs, and that was all we needed. You know, and I think key for us is, you know, Emma Nichols pitching and then our defense making the plays whenever they're put into play. You know, ideally we'll try to score a few runs here and there, but, you know, we're not a power team like we kind of showed tonight, but we can usually scrap up a few runs.
Well, I know the sectional game will be here at Hillsboro. I don't know what time yet. You don't know what time yet either. So until then, get some rest, and we'll see you out there Wednesday.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, joining us here on the post game. Let's see if we can get Emma Nichols. We'll step aside here for 1 minute or so. And